Thanks for contacting customer support. This is Jay speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
65804.
65804. Okay, let's see. And your first and last name, please, sir?
Gary McGinnis.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me, please, sir?
3030 East Rockland Road.
Okay. Looks like you had the Goliath Max.
I've already talked with two people. I don't want to take up any more of your time that I have to. I had to talk with a couple of your customer service agents, and the end result was the refund for both of those products because they were not charged. They were charged to me wrongfully. And so I got an email about one charge for $98.98, and I'm just wondering where the email is for the second charge of $99.98.
It says pending because it hasn't processed fully through your bank yet. So as soon as it processes, it'll process right back out to you. It's showing $99.98. It's pending the refund, waiting on your bank to, you know, pay out, and then it'll send it right back. So that's why you haven't seen that one. The other charge, the other $98.98. That had already went through with your bank, so that went on and refunded. But just as soon as your bank releases funds for that $99.98, you will receive an email where you'll get that refunded right back.
Is there a way for me to get an email stating both of those charges are being refunded, please?
No, sir. That it won't send out. Let me see. It won't send out until the refund has been processed. Well, the refund hasn't been processed, sir.
Oh, I'm curious how one email can be sent out but not the other one. I mean,
okay, as I stated,
one but not the other.
Your bank, they paid one. The other one is pending. So, with that being said, the $98.98 went through with your bank. The $99.98 must not have went through yet. It's probably pending. But it's going to pay. But once it pays us, it's already set in the computer for it to refund it to you back. It just won't send you a refund or an email because it hasn't got the payment yet. It's waiting on your bank to release the funds. And once your bank releases those funds, then it will turn around and refund you those funds back, and it will automatically send you out a refund email.
No, I get that. I'm simply asking for the email itself. Like I said, it's in my account information.
Sir, if I send you an email, it's going to say an order confirmation. It will not say refund because it's not been refunded yet. It's pending a refund. That's why you only got one refund email. So you want me to send you an email about the charge that's pending? It's going to say order confirmation. It's not going to say refund.
Well, see, that's the thing. The first time I got an email, it stated that there was an order pending. That's why I called, and it shows both charges. Then I get an email stating that there's a refund, but it doesn't show both charges. All I want is the email stating that you're refunding both of them. That's it.
Yes, sir. And as I'm trying to explain to you, I can't send out an email for a refund that hasn't processed yet. Because your bank has not released the funds. You got the
My bank wouldn't release a charge for just one, but not the other.
Okay, sir. Well, I'm telling you what the system says here. When your refund was tried to process, it says pending, biggest day, with negative $99.88 waiting to refund back to you. When I click on it to refund to you, let me tell you what it says here. When they try to refund you.
Keep saying the same thing. I appreciate you. Thank you. I will just call back tomorrow if I have any issues.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you.